for the Interobank, I'm Gracia Espinosa, and welcome to this episode on the Red Couch Podcast. Aaron McMillan, Event and Engagement Supervisor, and Cami Ariza, the Event Coordinator in our main campus. Work for Function Student Union.
Woo!
Yay! So our topic today is going to be related to the FSU events that all the students can enjoy on summer. So obviously my first question is going to be, it's going to be the main factors you consider when planning event for the students. So how you organize everything?
It's a good question. First, we take a look at enrollment numbers and see how many people are going to be on our campuses, whether it's main campus, downtown, south, etc. And then we take a look at the support that we can give those events. So if we need to run an event that usually takes 5 to 10 people, we don't have those many people on staff, so we have to make sure we run events that only take one or two people. And so, which is typically Cami or Patrick, which I'm sure a lot of you have met as well. They're usually at those events. And then we take a look at what events we know students really like. And we've had a lot of success over the past year.
Most of the events that students attended, most of them were inside, Outback, Forwell Hall. So now it's going to be possible to do activities outside.
Yeah, so we're super excited. And so there's the sub-courtyards back, which is the South Forwell Hall courtyard space. We're going to be trying to populate that area with events. We're coming up in June. It will be our Strawberry Social, which is an annual event that we do every year. Mm-hmm. So it'll be free strawberries and ice cream and maybe some other things going on, some activities. Always a hit with the students. And there'll be other things, maybe some dance parties, or could be some open mics, could be outside, all depending on the weather, of course. Mm-hmm. But we want to be outside, you know? It's so nice being out there.
For example, that event that you have just mentioned, it's one of the most successful and most popular event on summer?
Yeah, that's what I've seen. If you go to YouTube and check out some of the footage of previous events, mm-hmm. it's up there and people having a good time as well. Mm. So check it out.
Yeah, I have another consideration that we have also. We listen to students, what they want during our events. Sometimes we make surveys or we have sheets to write, what do you want to see? So also we discuss it in the meetings, because we have multiple meetings to plan events. And we take in consideration all those needs and all those desires. Not everyone, because we cannot accomplish. We have thousands of people studying here, but the most popular and some events that we can handle, we try to run it. And we also try to improve in the current events that we have planning on the past. We try to improve all the time with the suggestions from the students. Mm-hmm.
So for one of events, how long it takes for you to organize, to contact people? And because, for example, it's a question that I have. It was Easter, so I understand that, for example, the Muslim Club organized an event for Ramadan. But, for example, if people want to celebrate something for Easter, how people should contact with you, and how many months or weeks takes to contact with you to organize the event in case one of the clubs or a student had an idea for
you guys? That's typically the idea. Like we approach, if clubs approach us or individuals approach us, we ask them if they're a part of a club or if they like to become a part of a club, and we kind of try and go through that system because clubs are given a certain amount of money. Or they have the opportunity to have a certain amount of money to put on events, and we can support that and probably even make it larger if need be, which is what we did with the Muslim club.
Yeah.
MSA.
Oh, sorry. I want to add that that event that we run was also in collaboration with international office. First was international office in and they get an alliance. How do you say it?
A partnership.
A partnership with the Muslim club. It's not just, I came up with an idea and I have to make it. You must do it. No, it's just like it's a complete process, because the French Student Union also is students' money, so we have to deal with different processes to filter those events. Yeah. Each desire cannot be accomplished, but we try to, if for example, there's a group of people that it's organized, clubs are a really good way to do it, to get organized and be funding to promote their own activities. So we support that thing. Other event that was successful of this partnership was the Lunar New Year, for example.
Yeah, they were another
Vietnamese, Chinese, and Korean club with international office, supporting by FSU. So there's multiple people involved, so we can support those kind of events.
And I say it's great when we're involved with so many other groups around Fanshawe, because it means we can usually reach more people, reach more students, because it's that information and that marketing is spread further. So that's the best way to create events. And the fact, so that for the MSA, the Ramadan event, we worked on that very quickly. It's, however, not necessarily the best idea to create an event or work on an event. I would suggest it would be best to have like 2 months leading up to an event to plan it, or more. But because you want to do it all the right, you want to make sure you do all the things that you need to do with proper writing and contacting the right partners and making sure that you can book the right spaces, because these things might not be available if you book later on in the year. So it's always best to have 5 months.
Yeah. 1 year.
And now, well, officially, the classes are going to finish in around 2 weeks. Three weeks.
Yeah.
So I would like to know what kind of partnership we expect, or for this summer, or I don't know.
It's a good question. I think we're still learning about, since Cammy and I haven't been here during the summer yet.
Yeah.
This is our first time.
It's going to be your first summer for both.
Both of our first. So like we're still learning, but people can always ask us or ask our go to our fsu.ca website for all the upcoming events and see what's going on. But there's a lot of things coming down the pipe with some trips out of the city. Right?
Here in London, I mean, to visit or other areas outside?
Outside of the city, some bus trips that we've taken in the past, some popular ones, which we're really excited about. Those tend to sell out very quickly. So keep an eye out for those. I will say, I think the first one, there's two coming up. Canada's Wonderland.
And
I'm not sure which one is. It could be Niagara first, but those are the two that are coming up. Yeah. So keep your eye up on those, and you want to book those fast. And other partnered events, I can't think of any right now. Can you think of any right now?
No. For example, today we have a partner one.
Okay. Well, today, but when people, our audience are going to listen
to
this podcast later, so
yes,
this event is not going to be available.
In the future.
No, it's only because in my case, it's not my first summer here in London, in Fanshawe College. So one of the activities that I really appreciate that FSU organized was the Niagara's Fall journey trip. It was fantastic. It was, I mean, for the first experience in Niagara, it was very good. It's only 1.5 hours
it's not
here.
Far. It's no. One of there's only 7 natural wonders of the world, and Niagara Falls is one of them. It's unbelievably beautiful. And if you take your camera, make sure your phone's charged, and get all those photos. Just don't go over the edge. because not recommended. Okay. Stay back, please. But yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. So you've been?
Yeah, I went, and it was one of my first journeys here in Canada because I arrived on May 2nd. I mean, I'm talking about 2022, and I went to Niagara's Falls 2 weeks later. So
right. Yeah.
And I really appreciate that Fanshawe FSU organized this kind of events for people like me who have just arrived. We have no idea how we can explore the city, how we can explore the country. Yeah, yes. So
to go around. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful, and also Niagara has different entertainment options too. So is the one of the beautiful
natural wonders of the world.
Natural wonders of the world. Sorry for my English. It's amazing. It's hermoso, precioso, beautiful, astonished. I saw it in winter. Also, I arrived in winter, and I went on winter and was amazing. Amazing.
It was frozen when you went?
It was frozen.
Oh.
And during the night, in the summer, it's too late to watch it. Mm-hmm. But during the night, you have lights on the, and the waterfalls. Right. So it's like, wow. And also, if you want to purchase tickets to explore mm-hmm. more, you can go in a boat close to the...
Yeah, to the falls. Yeah.
But also there's the city that offer different entertainment activities.
Yeah,
they have museums.
There's an amusement park inside uh-huh. the city, so it's fantastic. So I always
karting.
I always...
Go-kart?
Yes.
Yeah, the go-karts look super cool. It's like you can play Mario Kart in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I saw
it's amazing.
It's
I wasn't
one.
Expecting
it. Yeah, because
yes,
Niagara is famous not only for, obviously, the falls. It's very famous for the... amusement park inside the city, and the new entertainment that people can enjoy is this Mario Kart circuit.
There's also like scary houses and some what?
Wax
museums. I'd skip the wax museums.
I want to suggest something. FSU should organize a journey not only for 1 day, for 2 or 3 days for Niagara.
You could.
I think, yeah, but with
you
FSU, you know, because right now the journey, when you pay for this journey,
gracias, please.
Yeah. It's only for the bus. Of course, it's 1 day, but it's an idea that I had, right?
It's a really good idea.
I follow the steps. I have an idea, and I talk with the event supervisor and event coordinator.
Okay.
So
okay. We are going to consider not all the desires can be accomplished, but we provide the cheaper transportation opportunity mm-hmm. from this campus, and I think
I took the bus when I went from Peregrine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I took the bus there.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
it's a great way to meet new friends. And of course, a lot of people are learning and seeing this for the very first time. I'll just let you hold that. It's great.
Yes, and also you can go to these trips with guests. This is an opportunity.
It's important to highlight that.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Because it's not just for the... You have the a better discount because
you are a student.
Of Fanshawe,
so uh-huh. You are part of
but
the
also,
community.
But also, we understand that also you want to come with your family, some of your friends, or your best friend. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Depends how... What is your...
Your
network here.
Your close friends, your close friends.
Uh-huh. So
mm-hmm.
we understand that, and there's an opportunity also for you bring guests with you to this kind of trips. But Canada's Wonderland also you pay the bus, the better price for the pass, and then we come back at the end of the day, same way than than Niagara.
Yeah.
We ask people, students, about the events and what happened during this year. I'm glad to say that people, for example, they remember the St. Patrick's Day, the girls, I mean, the party for girls.
Ladies' night.
The ladies' night. That's the other event that a lot of people told me that, hey, we want more activities like this one. And people told me at the same time they would like to have more events related to the Indian culture. So if it is possible to organize more events and related to Bollywood music. So I don't know if you are going to spend the summer to think about that, or we are going to see something new.
So we're always thinking about different ideas, and we're hearing from all sorts of different people and backgrounds and interests. And so there's a lot of things we could do out there. And we're just trying to figure out when it makes most sense to do it and making sure we do it the right way. So we're not trying to rush into making events. Like we said before, it takes time to do it.
Yeah.
But no, we definitely want to support everyone on campus. I think it's a major and important thing for mm-hmm. us, and because we want to make sure everyone feels welcome. So we're all, like I said, we're always open to ideas. But yes, we're trying to appeal to a lot of events for international students.
Before this interview, we were talking about that there are events more. I mean, there are events, of course, here in the main campus, but on the summer we can see other events in other campus. It makes sense, or I'm right?
Yeah. Throughout the summer, you'll be able to see up to one event happening at downtown campus or south campus mm-hmm. Each week. Mm-hmm. And so there's a variety of things being planned, from movies to soccer, or could be, I think I saw different free food events. I know those are a big hit. but there's a lot coming down the pipe that are being planned now. Mm-hmm. So like I said, make sure you continue to check out fsu.ca and our Instagram channel.
Okay. I don't know if you want to add something, Cami?
Yes. Yes. I want to mention that we go all the terms to the different campuses. Mm-hmm. Like, mostly we are in the main campus, south campus, downtown campus. But also we covered, for example, you were today to the airport. Yep. Yes. And tomorrow I'll go to the Z building. So we also think in those students that are not having classes in this campus. This one have better capacity because FSU is here, and also we have spaces and the like are from FSU. Mm-hmm. So it's different in the other campuses that the buildings are smaller. And we don't have FSU don't have a proper space to run events.
So it's important for that to know how many people will attend the events. Important that people book or they go early to the event, like the sex toy bingo, for example, is one of the events that always it's important to attend early. Sometimes.
Yes.
1 or 2 hours before the event,
Mm-hmm. We open doors at 7 usually, for example, at Sex Toy Bingo. And there's people making the line since 5.
So you can see
people.
It should be like 2 or 3 hours before the event. I mean, 6.
No, they, to get their first tables and to add secure to be inside the mm-hmm. event. They start the line since 5, for example, from 5. Yeah. But sometimes, yes, it's difficult because we want everybody can fit in, but also we need to take care that it's very important that everybody understand this in this video, recording for the live. Security for us is one of the most important things when we plan events. The security provides security to the students in case anything could be wrong. Everybody's covered. We have the right amount of people inside the rooms. Right. So it's very important. Also, this is very important thing to plan mm-hmm. an event. So we can see sometimes students frustrated because they cannot fit in.
Yeah.
But it's like I prefer, or we prefer, and it's a policy as well now that, I don't know, is the policy?
Yeah, is the name? It's the policy.
It's like
that,
a rule.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
we cannot, to say everybody, oh, yeah, everybody packed.
No,
and
no,
be,
no,
no, because we there's a lot of rules that we also need to follow. So this is
yeah.
very important to understand and highlight.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you want to add something, because one of the, obviously, question that I have, it's related to, it's going to start the summer. So what activities we are not going to see until the next year? For example, Sex Toy Bingo is not going to
well,
be on summer.
We're
right?
gonna we're gonna
oh,
have
yeah,
it
we
well
have...
we're gonna have it for the next 2 months at least.
Okay.
So that's gonna be happening in May and June.
Okay.
And then I believe we're gonna see our patio pride party coming up.
Okay.
But events that we're not gonna be seeing, we'll be seeing any movies during the summer.
Okay.
No free, no movies. And
that's for the next.
Yeah, we won't be
here.
Outside,
yeah.
And it's nice to change things
mm-hmm.
up too. And it's not. It's nice to kind of have things go away
yeah.
for a while, and then people want to yeah. experience them. They get excited, and then you bring them back.
Yeah, because Niagara's fall trip is available all the year. I mean, but for example, only the Canada's Wonderland is going to be available. Now on summer,
right.
So it's good to know that hey, this activity you can do it on summer, but this one you can do it in other moment of the year. So if you, for example, on summer you are not in London, so that's why I wanted to know what kind of activities the students can enjoy these next months. I don't know if you are going to attend one of them, all of them.
Which one?
Like the bus trips.
Yeah.
I'll be for sure in Canada's Wonderland. One of
Canada's
the trips.
Wonderland.
Yes, because we split the work between us. Yes, boss.
Yes. No, I think that sounds great. I'm definitely going to be on one of those trips too.
Yeah.
Canada's
Wonderland.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'll go. I need to go in summer because I went in the during the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Was freezing to be in these roller coasters like. Super fast
yeah.
and the wind. It
yeah.
was
so make sure you dress warmly in the fall, please.
Well, important. I mean, if people must follow the instructions. I mean, because all of the events, always we are going to see or Cami or Aaron, right? I mean, we
yeah,
are,
you'll see us too.
You
sometimes
alternating all the events, right? Okay.
Yeah, you'll see Patrick at the downtown and South locations.
Patrick. Yeah.
How could you can't miss him and his curls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mullet, his mullet.
And also, sometimes he will be here too
mm-hmm.
yeah,
during
yeah.
the summer supporting.
Okay,
yeah.
good to know. I don't know if you face this kind of situations, because there are students, of course, who are part of the special needs community. So I don't know how you face that kind of situation with these students. I mean, now we are talking about summer, but mm-hmm. during the year, how you face that kind of situation, how you provide, you know, the things that these kind of students need to attend your events.
Yeah, I guess we're always, I think it's always good to be proactive with those
mm-hmm.
things. So people can always contact us through our website or our social media channels to kind of ask questions to see how we can support
yeah.
those special
mm-hmm.
needs. Or they can go come to our office
mm-hmm.
and ask. So we because it's much harder to deal with surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always suggested to try and ask prior.
Yeah,
and
because
see how we can help
it's
people.
Important to know if a student needs more space because that a student uses the wheelchair
right.
or is a student with autism. So you need to know that how you can help that student
yeah.
or students, I mean, because it could be more than one. So I
well, speaking about that, we also it's a lot of challenges or disabilities are invisible,
mm-hmm.
and so we actually have a invisible disabilities talk coming up. It's free, so a lot of people can learn about
mm-hmm.
that. It's happening May 9th in Alumni Lounge, and you can register for that event. But I think it's good for all of us to kind of understand and get an idea of what's out there, because
mm-hmm.
we can't see all the disabilities. But and we all have a lot to learn and do in that sense. But I think we're all open to support any of those needs. So, you know, we
mm-hmm.
do have elevators. and to reach our second levels, or if someone always has a question on site, I think they can always pull one of us across away, and we can try and support those and push and lead those people in the right direction if they want that level of support.
I don't know if Cami, you want to mention something, or do you want to comment in one of the events that you were there, if you faced this kind of situation, or
yes. I think with almost all our places are have accessibility as the same as the rest of the college. For example, Lovebug Shack or this building at the Oasis.
It's great that the college is, from what I've experienced, quite accessible. But if someone has a concern out there and they've experienced something that they feel like they need more support on, we'll be happy to work with them and work with see if we can work with our college partners to kind of help that situation and make it better for everybody.
And I think it's important to highlight at the same time that if you need a support because you are in not in your best mood or for mental issues, it's good to know that if something happens during the event, no worries, you can talk with them. Imagine you are in Niagara Falls and you have an episode of anxiety or whatever. Students must know that they can go to Aaron or Cami, and
we can help provide more information to help them.
And you're going to support them. There is no problem. So it's important to highlight that. I don't know if you want to mention something important that we need to know about the summer events, because it's true that I know it's not official, but I want to mention two of the events that I went on summer. One was related to Grand Banks and Port Stanley. So I hope this year we can go with you guys and enjoy
it. Beaches are fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can make that happen.
Yes.
Right. If not, I suggest that you go there somehow.
Just go. There's buses also that you can find resources in the London City webpage also to get transportation for those cheaper transportation for those beaches, because you need to go. I know a few students that didn't know the beaches, and they were here like 1 year, and I was like, what? How you cannot go?
But I have to tell you something. Yes. On summer, the bus pass, I mean, because with our fun car, okay, the bus pass is not available in summer. So people, they have to wait, and it's not available in summer, right? I think so.
We need to confirm that information.
We need to confirm that information.
Because it depends of the term that you are studying or not. For example, during the co-ops, it is not working.
Okay.
Depends of different situations, but this is something that you can definitely go through the website, fsu.ca, or come to our front desk. We encourage you to go and search and look for all the services that FSU provides for you. One of the more visibles are our services in events and also in the food stations and restaurants that we have here. But also we have tons of services. Go through the website, check all the information, get updated, follow us on Instagram, social media, Facebook, Snapchat.
Yeah, all the events. I mean, I have to be honest, most of the events I knew thanks to Instagram, for example, in my case, because sometimes the posters, if you're not studying on summer, you are not going to see the announcement about the Niagara's Fall or the Port Stanley journey. Mm-hmm. So I think it's good to have, you know, to put the notification of Instagram.
Or subscribe to our newsletter.
Newsletter, yeah.
Yes. And then you can get the information directly in the email that you prefer, not just FOL email. This is for the newsletter. You can reach us for also your common email.
On when it's going to close the Outback here, the Oasis, or it's going to be open all the summer?
So for the summer, during the week, it's going to be open 11 till 2 during the day.
Summer schedule, I mean, for, yes. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's summer.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Red Couch Podcast. You can catch up with every episode on our website or wherever you get your podcasts, and watch full episodes on our YouTube channel. Subscribe to our newsletter to keep up with Fansha. For the Interrobang, I'm Gracia Espinosa.